The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs and David De Keyser as Rabbi Abraham Fine.
Following talks between Israeli authorities and Palestinian representatives in Jerusalem yesterday. However, an Israeli spokesman said further progress was unlikely in the immediate future. On the stock market...
Cup of tea, Abraham.
Thank you. Do you think there'll ever be peace in the Middle East?
You never know. It is the land of miracles.
You know I'm not a racist, but they're not exactly the most lovable of people, are they?
Well, if you'd spent years surrounded by Arabs trying to wipe you off the map, you might not be very lovable.
Well, actually, I meant the Arabs.
Oh. Anyway... The post has arrived.
I thought I heard it. What do we have today, I wonder? The only credit card you'll ever need? Well, they're almost right through it.
Something about insurance here.
Free gift for you when you request a quotation.
I don't think we've got room for another carriage clock.
Throw it. What's this? Dear Rabbi Fine, following the unfortunate circumstances which led to the last meeting of the Northwest London Ecumenical Council being cancelled, yes, well, the least said about that, the better, we would like to advise you this meeting has been reconvened on Monday, July 21st.
Unfortunate circumstances. That's one way of putting it.
Stuck in a lift with that reform woman. I can think of another way of putting it.
You behave very well.
Anyway, the usual agenda. With the object of furthering understanding between the various religious faiths... That'll have the neo-Nazis changing their minds in droves, no doubt.
Might need another one of those miracles. But you never know. Anyway, you always go to the meetings. They're important.
Yes, I know. Now, what's this? Sadie, look at this.
From the office of the Lord Chamberlain. Buckingham Palace! Oh, Abraham... Perhaps you're going to get an honour, an MBE or something.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, sir. Though it wouldn't exactly be undeserved after all my years of service to the community.
Well, go on, open it.
I'm opening it.
Well...
I am commanded by Her Majesty the Queen to invite you to a reception and garden party in the grounds of Buckingham Palace.
Oh, Abraham,
and
how
you're
wonderful.
Invited? Look, Mrs. Fine, that's you.
Oh, yes. When is it?
Here we are, Monday, July 21st. Oh, no.
What?
Isn't that when the ecumenical thing is?
Oh, you're right.
Oh, well, Buckingham Palace would be wonderful.
Yes.
But we did say these meetings were important.
We did.
Right. Buckingham Palace it is, then.
Ray, I'll get our reply off.
The Ecumenical Council could get by without me for once.
I should think so. I need to get something special to wear.
You've got a wardrobe full of clothes upstairs.
Abraham, this is a once-in-a-lifetime occasion. I'll be representing the Orthodox synagogue. And in front of... you know who.
Well, maybe Melvin can do you something nice. Wholesale.
I'm sure he can. I'll give him a call.
Good idea. Let's ring him.
Rabbi and Mrs. Abraham Fine... will be pleased to attend.
Melvin, you'll never guess what Sadie and I have just had in the post.
So sorry I'm late, sir.
Oh, it's all right, Brian. Sit down.
I just couldn't leave the office till we'd found that form.
No, it's okay. Relax. You found it, I presume.
Yeah. You know where it turned up?
Where?
In his VAT file.
Yeah?
Silly sod had got his VAT return mixed up with his income tax return.
And to an accountant, on a scale of 1 to 10 for excitement, that would rate a...
Ooh, a 7. Maybe 7.25.
Well, thank goodness I became a rabbi. I couldn't cope with the drama of chartered accountancy.
Oh, well, please yourself.
Most exciting thing that's happened to me is an invitation to the North West London Ecumenical Council meeting.
Try not to get stuck in the lift this time.
Oh, please.
Actually, I was speaking to Melvin about that meeting. I've got some good news and some bad news.
Hmm, what's the bad news?
Rabbi Fine's invited.
Well, I'd have expected that. And the good news?
He's not going.
Oh, so we'll have to manage without his half-hour speeches. Won't be easy. I expect we'll struggle through somehow.
And there's some more bad news. The reason he's not going.
Go on, then.
He's been invited to a Buckingham Palace garden party.
He's what?
Yep, got the invite last week.
How did he swing that?
I don't know. Maybe someone high up put in a word for him.
Buckingham Palace? He'll have to be careful. The food probably won't be kosher.
He'll take a doggy bag. Won't bother him. He'll be in his element. Hobnobbing with all that lot.
No, he's the type to be impressed by that sort of thing.
You wouldn't be.
Ah, I wouldn't mind seeing what it was like, I suppose. You know, see who gets to go to these things.
People like Rabbi Fine, obviously.
Oh, if the Orthodox synagogue gets invited, so should the Reform.
Can't someone in your long list of contacts put a word in?
Well, let's get the old personal organiser out, shall we, and have a look. Q, quality kosher foods, quadrant cabs. No, I seem to have omitted the Queen for some startling reason. Still, I'm sure I'll have every bit as good a time at the North West London Ecumenical Council.
You're going to break that pencil if you don't stop.
Ow.
How about this one, Mrs. Fine? I think all the blue suits you.
Do you think so?
Oh, it's a very flattering card.
What do you think, Abraham?
How much is it?
I could let you have it for 75.
75?
Well, it's fashionable, very fashionable.
Well, how fashionable can I get for 45?
Oh, Abraham, this is Buckingham Palace I'm going to, not the Hillfield Jewish Women's Guild whist drive.
Now, if I may make a suggestion, Mrs. Fine, this is very you.
Well, a little bright, maybe.
No, it enhances your natural colouring.
Well, how much does it enhance my overdraft?
I'll tell you what, Rabbi, for you as a special customer, I'll let you have it. Not for 100, not for 80. I'll tell you what, as a special favour, 65. And if that doesn't guarantee me a place in heaven, I don't know what will.
Oh, you want to try it on, Sadie?
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Sure.
I'm still not sure about the colour.
So, how's the clothing business?
It's better than the synagogue business. You couldn't ask Her Majesty for a small donation while you're up there, could you?
I'll see if I can work it into the conversation.
All she would need to do is sell one small painting.
Yeah, or a tiny bauble from the crown jewels.
And mind you, she is head of the opposition, isn't she?
I don't think I have quite as much to worry about with the Queen. She's hardly going to come and open up a church in Hillfield High Street and try and take my congregation away, is she?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, Mrs. Fine, it's perfect. Come here. Let me get my pins here. I'll just give a little tuck in here. I'll let out a little fraction. There. Just stand still a minute.
Tucks. Letting it out, it doesn't sound so perfect.
Well, the Talmud tells us that only God could be perfect.
God and Melvin. Just pop a little pin in here. Couple of pins. There. There we go. Oh, yes. Be ready next week.
You really think this colour is me?
I've never been more convinced of anything, Mrs. Fine.
Abraham, what do you think?
55, you said?
60.
I like it. What do you think? Quite a place, isn't it?
Wonderful.
A lot of people. Oh, more than I expected.
Can't see anyone we know, though.
Well, who do you expect? Ginsburg and Plotnikov? They invite a cross-section of people to these things.
So where's the Queen?
Well, I expect she comes out later.
The flowers are beautiful. Shall we go and see them?
Oh, you know me with flowers. I'll be sneezing like a schlemiel in a snuff factory.
Well, I'm going. Wait for me over there, by the chairs. Why don't you have one of our sandwiches?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think you and I are in the same dietary boat.
I beg your pardon?
We've both decided to come self-catering. Kosher and halal can be rather inconvenient at times.
You get used to it.
Indeed. Khalid Aziz.
Abraham Fine. Rabbi Abraham Fine.
I thought as much. Always a certain nobility in the rabbinical bearing, I find.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm the minister of the Hillfield congregation. We're quite a thriving community.
My dear father, may he rest in peace, rather set his heart on me becoming an imam. However, fate pulled me away in another direction.
Well, the role of religious leader isn't suited to everyone, Mr. Aziz.
Professor Aziz.
Oh, Professor Aziz. I beg your pardon. I didn't realize.
Well, why should you?
You're university professor?
I'm the Dean of Oriental and North African Studies at Oxford.
At Oxford? My goodness. Well, a very great pleasure to meet you. A dean at Oxford?
Yes, indeed. But your calling surely is worthier than mine. I am but a humble pedagogue. You are a man of God.
Ah, but a rabbi's principal role is also to teach. Not one, alas, I've managed to fulfill much in recent years.
Oh, don't tell me. Administration, paperwork. I know all about it.
Well, we have a lot in common, from being unable to share in Her Majesty's food to too much paperwork.
And don't forget, your revered namesake was our common ancestor. We are almost cousins.
It's true. Yeah.
Which makes it all the sadder that our peoples cannot seem to live in harmony. Such a tragedy, I think, that Arab leaders took so long to recognize the state of Israel. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. It's all in the Bible.
Oh, absolutely.
Ah, here you are.
Sadie, this is Professor Aziz from Oxford University. Professor, my wife.
Mrs. Fine, my very great pleasure.
Oh, and nice to meet you, Professor Aziz.
You've been admiring the flowers, I see.
Yes. They're beautiful.
Indeed. Perhaps not quite as fine as the gardens of the President's Palace in Cairo, but very beautiful.
We don't know the President's Palace, I'm afraid.
If you ever get the chance, I recommend a visit.
We'll bear that in mind.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I see an acquaintance of mine.
Yes, of course.
But you must come and visit me next time I'm in London.
Oh, well, yes, perhaps.
I have some books that I think might interest you. Here, my card.
Oh, thank you.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you again. Shalom aleichem.
Aleichem shalom.
Goodbye.
They go on a bit, these meetings, don't they?
Oh, excuse me a second. Hello, Mum. Yeah, it's me. Look, I've just finished this ecumenical council meeting. It's a bit late. I'll pop round and see you tomorrow, okay? Okay, bye. Sorry?
I was just saying these meetings drag on a bit. They could do with getting a few fans in there or something.
Oh, I know. Stuffy, wasn't it? I'm spitting feathers.
Well, if you fancy a coffee, there's a bar downstairs.
Oh, it's all right, thanks. I've got a bottle of water in the car.
Water's for camels. Why don't you join me?
Well, okay then.
Rabbi Jacobs, isn't it?
Yes, but I prefer Sue.
Hi, Sue. I'm Rashid.
I don't think I've seen you before.
No, it's my first time.
Oh, so what do you think? Are we wasting our time?
No, on the contrary.
I hope you're right. So, where's this bar then?
Well, let's take the lift.
Oh, no, I'd rather take the stairs.
Always the same, these meetings, aren't they?
Long on good intentions, short on action.
So what did it...
No, go on. No, keep going.
No, I insist.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say now. What were you going to say?
I was just wondering how you enjoyed being a rabbi.
Oh, the old what's a nice girl like you doing in a job like this.
Well, I hadn't realised that there were lady rabbis.
Well, I'm part of the reform movement. We believe in modernising things a bit.
I see. I wonder whether my own religion will ever modernise.
Islam seems to be doing quite well as it is.
Oh, it is. Well, there's a new generation growing up. You know, we pray 5 times a day. Ever tried to get a teenager to switch off his mobile 5 times a day?
It is quite a lot. Does it leave much time for anything else?
Well, the prayers are pretty quick. Wham, bam, thank you, imam.
You should try female imams.
Oh, I don't think the establishment's quite ready for that.
Well, the Jews have done it. The Anglicans have done it.
Yeah. It'll be a while yet. Are all Jews devotees of the Reform movement?
No, not exactly. The other rabbi in Hillfield, Rabbi Fine, is somewhat more of the traditional persuasion.
And how do the two of you get on?
Oh, we go together like peaches and creosote.
You know, my people have a saying.
The most beautiful peach deserves the finest cream.
Do they?
No, I just made it up. Still, it's quite a good one, don't you think so?
Not bad.
So what are you doing next week? Fancy going up the West End one day?
Oh, hello, Brian.
Oh, hi, Melvin. You taking the lazy man's way to a clean car too?
Yeah, who wants to stand around sloshing a sponge in a bucket?
Well, my young nephew and his mate do. They stand at the traffic lights cleaning windscreens. They charge 50p. The lights are red for 20 seconds, then green for 20. Do you know what that is an hour?
No, but I bet you've worked it out.
Assuming one windscreen per red light, 45 quid. Expenses minimal, no tax. We're in the wrong business.
OK, I'll meet you at the traffic lights, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You bring the bucket, I'll bring the T-shirts and combats.
Combats?
Yeah, combat trousers. It's what the kids are wearing these days.
Oh, you're well up with the lingo.
Well, you have to be in the clothing business.
How did Rabbi Fine enjoy his chat with the Queen?
He only got a glimpse of her. He said there were thousands of people there.
Well, it's not an invitation people are going to turn down, is it?
I wouldn't want to go particularly.
No?
Nah, royalty's at its day, if you ask me.
Melvin, you're not a Republican, are you?
Well, you know, times are changing.
Am I hearing right?
Brian, I've never said anything else.
But what have we been talking about for the last 2 years? If you're so progressive, how come you're still with the Orthodox?
Oh, no, religion, well, that's a different thing.
Seriously, though, have you never thought of giving reform a try?
Well, no, Brian, I don't think so.
You might find it suits you.
Well, OK, maybe your services are a bit shorter.
Yes.
And maybe because they're in English, they're a bit more relevant. People understand what's going on.
Exactly. So?
Brian, does your rabbi know you're touring car washes looking for converts? Oh, sorry! It's my turn for the car wash. I'll see you later, Brian.
Bye.
Rabbi Fine, come in. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Professor.
Please, call me Khaled.
Oh, right. Call me Abraham.
A great pleasure, Abraham. Sit down. Make yourself at home.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, you've got a very nice place here.
Well, I have to stay up in town quite often, so it pays for itself. You know the price of central London hotels these days?
What a view. Hyde Park looks different from up here.
Beautiful, isn't it? Now, some fruit juice. I went out this morning and bought some new glasses, so absolutely kosher, straight from the pack.
You know, Khaled, for a Muslim, you could make a pretty good Jew. Now, if you're ever thinking...
Abraham, over the years I've lost my hair, my teeth and my tonsils. I am hanging on to everything else as long as I can.
I'll settle for the Jews, then.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Your wife, is she well?
Oh, Sadie's always well. Unlike me, aches and pains.
Oh, aches and pains. Just God's way of reminding us who's in charge. Now, I won't keep you waiting any longer. Come through and have a look at the library.
Oh, these are wonderful. History of the Middle East. Guide to the Antiquities of the Holy Land. Oh, may I?
Please do. Of course, this is just a small part of my collection. Most of it is in Oxford. I keep these here for my research or just to read in the evening.
Oh, this is marvelous. All the illustrations alone and the feel of the paper. You don't get these in the local library.
Well, if you do, I must owe a fortune in fines by now. Some of these books are over 100 years old.
Wait till I tell Sadie I found some things that are even older than me. Archaeology of Jerusalem.
Here, have a look at this one. Yeah. It was written by my great-grandfather.
Oh, really?
I love Hyde Park in the evening. And the crowds have gone.
I've had a lovely day.
Good. Why don't we round it off with a coffee? I mean, my flat's just round the corner.
You've got a flat round here?
Sort of in the family.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, just a nightcap. And I don't mean that's what I'll be wearing.
Depends where you're wearing it.
It's a lovely flat. Great view.
All right, then. but just for a few minutes, and I really must be getting back.
Good. You know, we've been in crowds all day. It'd be nice just to have a few minutes, just the two of us.
Well, I've had a fascinating time, Khalid, but I ought to be getting back. When are you going back to Oxford?
Not for a couple of days yet. I've got a function tomorrow at the Egyptian embassy.
Oh, Oxford, the Egyptian embassy. Not to mention this place. I think Buckingham Palace was almost a come-down for you.
Not quite. The ambassador and I are old friends. We studied together in Cairo.
You go back a long way, then.
Yes. He invited me to his engagement party in 1957. He was engaged to the most beautiful woman in all of Cairo.
And did he invite you to the wedding?
He never married her.
Oh.
I did. While he and 300 guests celebrated, we eloped. And now she's the most beautiful woman in all of Oxford.
And the ambassador still friendly with you?
He didn't talk to me for a few years, but it was all a long time ago now. The bonds of an old friendship are stronger than steel.
Very true.
I was just saying to your Minister of Further Education the other day... Rashid!
Dad!
Rabbi Fine!
Oy, you. You know, Khaled really is a very charming man.
All of a sudden, you're a big fan of the Arabs.
Ah, but he's cultured, wonderful company, a man of learning. Maybe they're not all so bad.
Oh, are you going to go and see him again, then?
Oh, I hope so. There's still a lot of books up there I haven't even looked at yet.
And no unexpected interruptions next time.
I couldn't believe it. Thought I was seeing things.
So, do you think the two of them are romantically involved, then?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Well, let's face it, she's barely Jewish as it is.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Khaled went out and bought brand new glasses for me. She'd drink out of anything. He's a Muslim, and he's more concerned about kosher than she is.
Well, she plays it her way, and you play it your way, and the rest of us, well, we're somewhere in between.
Now, Melvin, you know as well as I do there is only one way.
Well, perhaps there's more than one way to do everything.
Come on, Melvin, you and I have been through too much together for that sort of talk.
Well, I must be going. Early start tomorrow. Good night, Mrs. Fine.
Good night, Melvin.
Well, good night, Melvin. And remember, the bonds of an old friendship are stronger than steel.
Well put, as ever, Rabbi.
Thank you. Yes, I thought it was rather good.
So you really think Melvin might come over to us?
Well, he didn't dismiss it. I reckon he's thinking about it.
Well, whatever you do, keep at him. If we can nab him, whoa, that'll be a real feather in our yarmulke.
That would give Rabbi Fine a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Almost as big a surprise as he gave you the other night.
Oh, what?! I don't know which of us was the more shocked. We all just stood there, sort of gaping at each other.
So, what actually happened?
Oh, once we'd all regained the power of speech, we just sort of chatted a bit, for all the world as if nothing out of the ordinary had happened.
Oh, yeah? Bloke takes you back to his dad's pied-à-terre that he uses for a secret love nest, and Rabbi Fine's sitting there waiting for you. Happens all the time.
Oh, don't.
So, that was the end of your night of passion.
Excuse me. I'd gone up for a quick drink, and then home, I'll have you know.
So, are you seeing the dashing young Rashid again?
Well, he's nice. He's very nice. But, you know, is it a step too far for Jewish-Arab cooperation?
Well, the trend is we're coming together more and more.
Yeah, but as a synagogue, we run all these social events so that Jewish singles can meet each other.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not setting a very good example if I start going out with an Arab, am I? Come to our new bridge group. Meet new people. Oh, and by the way, this is Rashid.
Oh, you met him at the Ecumenical Council. This is just ecumenicalism taken to its logical conclusion.
Did you go out with non-Jewish women before you were married?
Yeah, sometimes.
And what did your parents say?
Well, they weren't very pleased.
Ah, well, you see, whenever I look at Rashid, I see my mother behind him, glowering back at me.
Ha-ha, now we're getting to it.
Well, you know what it's like.
You're a big girl now, got to make your own decisions.
I suppose so.
And if you like him...
You know what? You're right. When he asks me out again, I'll say yes.
Yeah, go for it.
And if she doesn't like it, she knows what she can do.
You tell her.
In fact, maybe I'll ring him.
Yeah, easy now. Don't want to look too eager.
No, no, you said it yourself, Brian. I've got to make my own decisions, and I have made one. Now, if you'll excuse me a moment, I have a private phone call to make.
Right, you are. Good luck.
Yeah. Don't need to tell her yet, though. See how it goes for a week or two.
Right. Received. Memory 26.
For goodness sakes, Dad, all we did was go for a walk in Hyde Park.
Today the park, tomorrow somewhere else. And you brought her back here?
Only for a coffee.
Oh, come on, boy. I may be getting on a bit, but I haven't completely forgotten.
Dad?
Look, sow your wild oats by all means if you're careful. But not with a woman like that. She's a woman of God.
So, who should I sow them with? A Muslim girl?
Of course not. You marry a Muslim girl. There's plenty other girls to carry on with. Anglicans? Atheists? That's what they are for?
So, I'm not allowed to get serious with Sue, and I'm not allowed to carry on with her. What am I allowed to do with her?
You can sit and talk to her about interfaith cooperation at your North West London Ecumenical Council. That's what.
Oh, great.
Look, son, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but there are certain things we all have to accept. And one of them is that your serious girlfriends have got to be Muslims. Believe me, anything else just wouldn't work.
Well, yes. But...
And it would break your mother's heart.
Hello? Oh, hi, Sue. Yeah, I'm fine. Sue, I've been kind of thinking about us. And I don't really think it's a very good idea we should go on seeing each other.
That was part 5 of The Attractive Young Rabbi by Barry Grossman, with Tracy Ann Oberman as Rabbi Sue Jacobs, David De Keyser as Rabbi Abraham Fine, and Doreen Mantle as Sadie Fine. Henry Goodman was Melvin, and Jonathan Kidd, Brian. Nadim Sawala featured as Khaled, and Nabil Aluabi as Rashid. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The theme music was written by Max Harris, and the programme produced by John Fawcett Wilson.